Okay, so first of all, though, I was doing a little background reading here. It sounds like you're from Saskatoon. Is that true?
That's true, yeah. I got my drama degree at the University of Saskatchewan and did my first improv show with the Saskatoon Soaps.
Oh, my goodness, isn't that cool? Are you excited to come back home here then, or what?
It is so wild, man. I can't even tell you that I'm going to get to be on that stage, you know, with a show that I'm promoting with my own comedy company 25 years later. It's crazy.
Nuts. Well, wait till you see what we've done with the place. The river valley, it's gorgeous. Oh, no, that's super cool.
I hear you've got a river now. It's amazing.
Yeah. It flows right through the city.
Wow.
No, we're excited to welcome you back. And tell us about the show. Like, explain this to me, because it's kind of a musical parody, but it's like improv, too. What's going on?
That's true. Yeah, like it's sort of like a parody of like what would happen. Like it's basically a comedy send up of what the Backstreet Boys are actually doing right now in Vegas. Like when we made this show, they weren't doing that. So it was hilarious and serendipitous timing for us. But yeah, the conceit of the show is that these guys used to have a band in the 90s. And then, you know, as you know, life gets in the way. You have kids, minivans, hernia surgeries. And the dreams get put on the shelf for, you know, a few decades. And now they're cashing in their RSPs and they're going to take another shot at greatness. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of back pain medication and maybe some, you know, blood pressure medication. And they got to take more breaks during the show.
More Metamucil. Yeah, all that stuff.
More
eh?
Metamucil. You got to stay regular on tour. It's very difficult with all that tour food.
Now, this is hilarious to me. Now, and even crazier, like you said, that you were in the middle of doing this and then it kind of like life imitated the art you were working on. Did you grow up like swooning over these boy bands, though, like New Kids and stuff? Or does this come from a place of love?
I am a blockhead. And I had posters of Joey McIntyre on my wall in the 90s.
Hanging tough.
That's right. Right stuff. I had the right stuff.
I love it. So, but this must be like a little bit of the cynicism or you know, kind of obviously poking fun at them and whatnot too, hey?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we are here to celebrate those guys because what they're doing is incredible for sure. But we're here to do like, you know, what our version, and we're a comedy company. So we sort of take any sort of, you know, show or genre and we bring comedy to it because, you know, right now that's kind of what the world needs. And people come out to sort of, you know, have a big night of laughs with their buddies. So we wanted to put a comedy spin on something like that.
I love this. Is there like, there must be like signature songs that you probably like do in all the shows, but then in the suggestions you get some other ones. I guess with improv kind of stuff, I'm saying like there's always risk. Have you gotten a weird suggestion and like were you able to pull it off before or?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we've all been performing for, you know, like 25 years. So we've, you know, it's run the gamut. And audience members always think they're shouting out something original. But, you know, trust me, we've heard Gynecologist a million times.
Okay. Note to self. Don't shout out Gynecologist at the show.
Yeah. At the show. I mean, you know, we'll make it work. But, you know.
Oh, that's so awesome. Very cool. Well, this sounds hilarious to me. We can use a laugh more than ever. Is there anything else that we need to know that we're missing about the show?
No, it's just that it's, you know, it's a different show every time. And, you know, there's a ton of crowd work and audience interaction. We're going to talk with the crowd. There's going to be all the music. It's going to be all the music of all the bands you love singing along. And it's really just like, it's really a party. It's like just a night of total connection with the guys from the band and me. And it's a pretty magical night, actually.
Middle-aged boy band, musical parody, comedy show. You're coming to the Broadway Theater. And like you said, kind of an amazing homecoming, especially since that's where you started with the Soaps. It's Friday, October 3rd. Get your tickets, Denise. So excited to welcome you back here. This sounds so funny. I hope you guys just have an absolute blast here.
Thanks so much. We can't wait.